Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
All right, away we go. Welcome to show number 3008. Along with Steve the Throw Hill. The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And my car.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less?
Less.
The word goes to the diner. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
You're getting drunk.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania woman gets into a fight at a Wawa and goes on a tire iron attack. Meanwhile, a man trashes his apartment in New York when his internet goes black. Minnesota mom abides son's wishes and runs him over with her car. A man angry at 24-hour gym drives through it, then runs to a nearby bar. And a racing pigeon sells for $1.4 million.
I give up.
I said a racing pigeon sells for $1.4 million. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Look, it's not easy being a kid. After all, you spend part of your childhood terrified that watermelon seed that you swallowed is now going to grow into a watermelon inside of your stomach. Kids, if you're listening, that is true. Or that you will snap your mother's spine because you accidentally stepped on a crack in the sidewalk, or most terrifying of all, of course, you might get sucked down the bath drain if you're not careful when draining the bathtub. Now, these are a few samples from a list of 30 things every kid believed. And most of that stuff is pretty harmless, and eventually we grow out of it. But then there's the uglier side of childhood. You know, those things you cannot escape, like, say, I don't know, having an unusually big head. A teen in Delaware, he's trying to cope with that reality after he was told he cannot play lacrosse because his head is too big. Sorry, man. This is a true thing. And then there's five kids from Canada. They're being hailed as heroes because they figured out a way to save an 8-year-old kid that was hanging from a chairlift. So sometimes it's good as well, but this is what we want to know. There's things you worry about as a kid. There's discoveries you make as a kid, and there's always a story that comes along with that. So today we want to know, what blew your mind when you were a child?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hola, bitchola's head. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3008. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as, once again, the return of Who Sucks Less. Stephen Throwhill, you go through the newspapers of the world looking for headlines that are disturbing, and you take the three of the most disturbing headlines that you can find every week, which I know is difficult because there's not a lot of bad news out there.
No, the hard part is getting all these newspapers you speak of.
Oh, yeah, well, that's been tough to get the delivery online, you know, and sometimes the one that bums me out is after I get done with my Washington Post or my New York Times, three allotment reads per month, and then I'm kind of screwed for the rest of the time.
The thing is, I never even realized I clicked on them.
No, I didn't.
You know what I mean? I go to some aggregate sites, and I'm like, so I click, and I'm like, ow, Washington Post, you sons of bitches.
But how are the stories shaping up this week for Who Sucks Less?
I had a chat with Mike earlier, who goes through and edits some of these, and I asked him what he thought, and this is a quote. People are effing a-holes. That is the exact quote.
That coming from a religious man.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So it's not the worst of the worst, but he is 100% correct.
Yeah. The word will go to the diner we have found and compiled, thanks to our head writer, Jolly Joe, and the people at dinnerlingo.com.
Dinnerlingus.
One of the most comprehensive lists of diner-type foods lingo, in restaurant industry.
And lingo?
Well, some you might know from working in a restaurant. But this is strictly...
Is this diner or restaurant?
This is diner, but I think it might bleed sometimes into the restaurant world. I don't know if this is old school, or it depends on where you are, because some of these terms are from different areas.
Okay.
So I'll give you a couple examples here. Let's just see here. Here's some diner
lingo. I don't know them, but I feel like we can figure them out.
Okay. What if I said, I want a hamburger, keep off the grass?
No lettuce.
No lettuce. That's exactly right. Let's see here. I want a hot.
But no one says that. It's the thing. I can't imagine. Please keep off the grass.
I want a heart attack on a rack.
Chicken fried steak.
Very, very close. It's biscuits and gravy.
Nobody says that.
I know, but this is part of the diner lingo. You see?
Are you sure? I'll tell you what we do. We will go to a diner. And we will order our food using only the diner lingo.
I wish we could find one.
And see how it goes.
All right. We'll go to Vola's and we'll talk diner lingo. Okay.
I'm with you, though, Miles. I do feel like diner culture is, like, most in, like, Jersey and that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these words, well, you know, in the Midwest and a lot of these.
I guess the Midwest. I just don't spend a lot of time there, so.
Wisconsin comes in a lot of different terms as well.
Because they're drunks.
Jesus Christ. What if you were to, and this is an English term at a diner, by the way.
All right.
I need Zeppelins in a fog.
Zeppelins in a fog.
Zeppelins in a fog.
Sausage and.
Gravy?
You're halfway there.
Sausage and mashed potatoes.
That is exactly right.
Bangers and mash.
That is exactly it. Zeppelin's in a fog.
Again, nobody says that.
But what if you went to a place and ordered it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to do it. Okay. Let's do it.
I'm picturing a lady chewing gum with a pencil. She's like, what is that, honey? we don't sell Zeppelins.
Zeppelin's in a fog?
Yeah, I like Zeppelin. What do you want to eat?
Right. Like the Hindenburg that crashed over here? All right, so moving on to our question. What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA. We start with this one. This happened in Wilmington, Delaware, where a high school lacrosse player cannot play in games simply because his head is too big. The News Journal of Wilmington reports that the 15-year-old boy, Billy Boyd, his head measures 25 inches around. Okay.
Copa.
Wait, 25 inches around. What? Okay, so I'm sure we could break this down into half size, right? So is this an 8.5? Is this a 9? I mean, like, how big is this kid's dome?
Are you doing the conversions there, Ted?
I'm trying to figure out.
It says an average man's grown head is about 21 to 23 inches in circumference.
This is 25.
Damn it. No, I ended up on a fraction and a decimal something.
Okay.
What does it say? Like, is there a place you could put in inches? Like, my head is this big around. What would my hat size be?
Per inches. Hat size, let's go 25-incher. I want a 25-incher.
By the way, let me give you a little background on radio. 99.9% of all of the radio shows would have researched this before they started
Who cares? Oh, it would be an 8. Okay, so
that's
basically it's a size 8.
Not so bad.
I wear a 7 3/4.
Yeah, but you got a big head, though.
I wear like a 7 5/8.
So you wouldn't have been able to almost play lacrosse.
That's why.
Because your head's too big. Just like Billy Boyd.
Yeah.
Regulation helmets, I guess, aren't available in his size, so he's not allowed to compete.
That's insane.
He is 6'2", and he's a freshman, and his father, Bill, they have struggled to find larger custom-made helmets that can be approved.
The Boston Globe says, well, and let's face it, it's lacrosse. I mean, how many people are making lacrosse?
Right, right. But at this moment, in this moment in time, the thing about this kid, like, he's always known he's had a big head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've kind of known you had a big head. It has been just universally confirmed for him. Like, this moment for him is like, look, it's not your imagination. There's a reason they called you all those horrible nicknames. You actually have a really big dome.
That seems bogus, though.
What do you mean?
I went to high school with one guy, and his feet were so big that, like, they had to, like, specially order him cleats. I can't believe that you're telling me there's not one lacrosse company or run house.
There is.
That said, like, you can't, like, this school can't order the kid a helmet?
The Boston Globe says manufacturer Cascade Maverick.
Oh, my favorite.
Recently crafted a larger helmet for University of Albany player Tahoka Nanticoke. So that guy had a huge dome, too, but they got him a helmet, I guess, which fits
right. He's got a name like a dude who would have a big head, right?
Yeah, Tahoka Nanticoke.
I just imagine a giant.
Nanticoke.
Right?
Okay.
Well, look, a comment came in that says, we had a lineman in high school that's head was too big for our high school-sized helmets. We got a gold one from the University of Washington. Only trouble, gold wasn't our school colors. Everyone knew when he was on the field and where. Shiny gold head and a sea of white.
See, that sucks. That's like the kid who forgets his basketball, you know what I mean? His tank top and has to, like, I don't know, he's, like, fitted in a bib. You know what I mean?
Someone else says,
I will say this. I saw a guy once in football. His head was so big. God, this sounds awful. But they had helmets that you pumped up with air. They would fit tighter.
You have to take the air out.
All of it.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it was safe.
Was it a bike helmet or like a ride? Well, Rydells are just pads, so it must have been a bike. Like, they had that little blue.
Yeah.
It was
so basically, they had it deflated all the way and just kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Hey, look, man.
A guy we grew up with had a 9 3/4 inch hat. We called him King Dome.
Yeah.
9 3/4 inch?
So this kid has a 25-inch head, and his hat size is what, an 8.5, whatever it was? So this dude has a 9 3/4 hat.
Okay.
Where is he buying that?
I think you're making it, man.
He's going to Buffalo, like, to the New Era.
Not only that.
Like, factory. Like, all right, make me one.
We need more measuring tape.
And the thing is, when you put your head in those types of helmets, they want those things to be really tight.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to be really, really tight. So, you know.
But his head's so big.
He can't even get a tight one. You know what I mean? Like, not even tight to get around his head. We used to deflate them because, hell, we didn't matter. Like, they give you a bad headache. You know what I mean? So all the kickers and punters just. Just take out there. Basically, it was just like, you know, we were bobbleheads. You know,
well, the old football
really
helmets.
Didn't have any pads in there, nothing.
The old football helmets just had all the padding in it, right? But I remember one year mine wasn't the right size.
Wait,
and again, somebody just took out one of the pads and cut it in half and slapped it back on.
Your head was too big?
Yeah. It was too big for the size of the helmet. But I was only a sophomore, so you got to let the seniors and juniors get the good helmets and then kind of pick through your stuff.
They stopped calling them Ted. They just called them Head.
The owner of that company, by the way, Cascade Maverick Lacrosse Vice President Ronald Rose, says a Boyd-sized helmet may be possible now that the company has developed an alternative manufacturing process.
So I think they sponsor Paul Rabel, too.
Paul Rabel?
Paul Rabel?
See, a lacrosse guy.
Oh, is that the
guy? He's like the best lacrosse player on the planet.
Maybe that's why I have some inkling of who he is.
Okay.
Does he have a big head?
How many lacrosse players can you name?
Well, there was.
The Gate Brothers.
The Gate Brothers?
The Gate Brothers. That's the only one I
and
have.
And then there's Paul Rabel, who also may have gone to Matha.
Oh,
that's why.
Did they have a lacrosse team, I guess?
The Matha?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. All right, Paul Rabel's the one I can name because he, and then the Gates brothers.
That's more than me.
Jim Brown in the lacrosse Hall of Fame.
Oh no! I mean, come on.
He changed the game. They changed the rules because of him.
You're right.
Like,
I'll give you that.
He used to just put the stick to his chest and would run through people and then just throw it in. And then that's where, like, you got to cradle that thing a little bit. Right.
Are you going to get in Jim Brown's way if he's running full speed at you with a stick across
his
chest?
It's just funny. Most
sounds like a decapitation waiting to happen.
I know Hopkins plays at home. I'm just telling you knowledge I know, but I can't name another player.
Okay.
Oh.
What happened?
I'm just reading the comments. It says, I have a feeling that my daughter will face issues with her head size. She just had her head measured at 2 years old, 2 year checkup, and she's greater than the 99th percentile in the head circumference.
You know,
we're going to call her Easter Island.
You probably won't be wearing one of those big, you know, like straw, you know, woven brimmed hats. You know what I mean? Like they wear at the beach, but. You'll probably find it. You can find a bucket hat.
I hate to laugh.
You can find
a bucket hat.
You can find a bucket
hat. It's a little girl.
I know, but when she, but still,
she's over five. You got to get her out of that bucket hat.
Little girl, yeah. Big head.
There's always a kid with a bucket hat on. You know what I mean? Bucket hat kid's always cute, isn't he?
But I feel like when you look under that bucket hat, you're like, oh.
Yeah, people who pro bucket hat.
Well, the only people who wear them are people who are drooling. So, I mean, you're either like 8 months or 88 years.
Right.
What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA.
Didn't you get in a giant fight over wearing a bucket hat? And I was like, a bucket hat is not worth the fight with your wife over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You know why, man?
I remember it. You were just like, I'm wearing it. I'm like, dude, all right. It seems like a bad call.
It's not worth it.
I try every time we go on vacation just to like get one. You know what I mean? Wear it the whole time just to look as awful as possible.
It can't be that hard for you.
No, it's not. It's easy. That's why I want to do it.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola.
So there's actually two things that I was told that I believe when I was a kid.
All right.
One of them was you can't have a light on in a car while driving. My mom told me that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to
see.
And
my grandfather told me that, well, it was back when I was being a little pain in the neck, he would have a screwdriver in his hand, and he told me if I didn't knock it off, he was going to stick the screwdriver in my belly button, give it three turns to left, and my butt was going to fall off.
Oh, really?
So every time he had a screwdriver in his hands, I would just cover my belly button.
I have never heard.
I think he came up with that one all by himself.
He was pissed.
Yep.
He was thinking what he would like to do, and then it just became a thing. Wow.
What happens if you turn it right?
I believe that for the longest time.
How old were you when you were confident that this was not true?
Like 9 or 10, I think.
Okay. I do think I believe that if you swallowed a watermelon seed for a while that you might...
That you'll grow a watermelon.
You might grow a watermelon.
Yeah. It made sense in some way. I'm like,
Is the gum thing true? Was it 7 years?
No, it doesn't stay in your system for 7 years.
That was another one.
But that said, I only discovered that about 5 years ago. Like 5 years ago is confirmed.
I still believe that. You know, my whole childhood.
See, the problem is this, because like there's certain things you can tell kids, and they're going to do it anyway, but sometimes they won't do it more than once. And I would say like, you tell a kid, don't touch that, it's hot. Well, they don't really know what hot is until they make the mistake of touching the thing you said don't touch, right? And then they burn, and then it really doesn't happen again on purpose. Maybe by accident, but if you say something's hot, they understand that pain sucks. But once they swallow something, like there's nothing you can do, so then you just have to straight up lie. Did you just swallow your gum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I swallowed my gum. Hey, man, just so you know, you're 8 years old, man. Mm-hmm. That's not going to pass till you're 15. So you just got,
there's all kinds of dumb things.
Did you swallow that watermelon? Yeah, swallow the watermelon seed. Nothing you can do, so now I'm just going to lie and psychologically F with my children.
What's the easiest
watermelon's going to grow in your belly.
Yeah, the not swimming 30 minutes after you eat.
Sure.
Is that? Yeah, exactly.
Was that
a bunch of crap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
I think a lot of times, like dogs, a lot of times after kids eat or drink a lot, they poop or pee a lot.
Yeah.
So you're telling kids, like, hey, man, wait 30 minutes. You're hoping they go to the bathroom. They can do a little stuff before they get in the pool
I can remember being an adult and me and my buddies being like, do we have to wait? And then somebody just being like, you guys are in your 20s. Like, you can't honestly think that stuff.
Well, I mean, I thought it well into my 20s.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Again, it seemed reasonable.
Yeah.
It seemed like a reasonable thing. You know what I mean?
Some of the most embarrassing facts that you believed as a kid.
Hang on. I would also say, I firmly believe my mom and my aunt had eyes in the back of their heads. And then you realize when you're just a child, you're so loud. And like, even when you try to whisper what you're about to do, say it out loud.
I am living on this right now. They honestly, God, believe you have special powers.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid thinking the same thing. But now that I have kids, like, you're right. When they whisper, I hear it plain as day. So, hey, I'm going to distract daddy and you grab 6 Oreos. Right. Stuff like that. So you wait for them to walk into the room and be like, hey. If you even think about grabbing Oreos right now, something's going to happen. And their minds are blown.
Yeah, it's like sitting there with a girlfriend that's talking trash with her friend and some other girl that walks in. Can you believe she wore that dress? It's like, all right, you put your hand up, but you talked at the same volume.
Right.
Like, the girl in the ugly dress hurts you too. Her boyfriend's big.
Reddit discussion group. They asked online people to name the dumbest, most embarrassing things they believed as a kid. Here are a few good ones for you. That if you watched a PG-13 movie before you were 13... you could get arrested. A lot of people thought that cutting off the mattress tags is another way to be arrested as well.
It, It's not that I thought I'd be arrested. It's not that I thought that I would be arrested for this, but I did think it was illegal. I could just never wrap my head around why it was, because it's printed right there on the tag. Mm-hmm. It turns out that's for the manufacturer or something, or the seller or something.
Someone believed that a really skinny guy worked inside every traffic light pole and switched the lights from red to green.
That's just dumb.
Come on.
Dude.
Jesus.
Every time you pass gas, your heart skips a beat. That the light at the bottom of the pool was a trap door to the ocean and sharks could sneak through. I believe.
Good God.
When I was a kid, I was probably, maybe up until the age of 5, I was always afraid a shark was going to come up through the bathroom drain in the bathtub.
I would think about it in the bathtub.
I don't know why. I really
don't. Don't smile about it. That you weren't there for Jaws, man.
I swear to God,
that
man.
Was a game changer.
A shark?
Yes. We understood that it was unreasonable. We understood that shark could not possibly fit in the bathtub, but I don't want to get in the bath because it's going to happen anyway.
What else there? Take medicine for a condition you don't have, it would end up that you would get that condition. Like if you took Benadryl, you'd end up with allergies, speaking of.
No, the problem was Dimetapp grape was delicious.
See, again, we missed that as kids. We had Formula 44M. Basically, it was like NyQuil that was still safe for kids. And you would stifle the cough around my dad for days, man. Because if you even did a at the dinner table, you can sit. Get your forehead here. Let me feel it. Oh, the head through, and he would grab this black, thick stuff, pour it on the spoon, man, and it was a nightmare.
The gravy was just turkey blood. The guy behind that one thought it was true until he mentioned it at work when he was 25, and someone said no. The limes are just lemons that weren't ripe, and someone believed that if you plucked the hair off your head and planted it in the ground, more hair would grow, because hairs have roots.
All right. Okay.
Our question, what blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
30 hilarious things that everyone believed as kids. Here are a few. I say, let's face it, kids are total suckers. They may sound mean, but we speak from experience. When we were young, we all believed a lot of crazy things. And this comes from bestlifeonline.com. The first one, a blanket can protect you from anything.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, we still kind of believe this, even though rationally we know it doesn't work. But a blanket, if you get under it, well, that'll protect you from monsters or anything
else. You name it. Just like get under the blanket.
I had a blanket when I was a kid. It was like one of my favorite things, apparently.
Yeah, I'm told the same thing. I have no memory.
I don't.
They said they couldn't wash it. It was covered in snot, everything. Mm-hmm. But if you took it away, apparently it freaked
out. I wasn't a blanket person. I was a pacifier person.
Pacifier?
That's a tough one to get out of.
Yeah.
Everyone says that. Yeah. My daughter was that way. And everyone's like, she's 2.5 now. And I said, listen, man, if she's 16 and she's doing this, we got a problem. But right, she's 2.5. And here's the thing, everyone. As soon as she took it out of her mouth, she has not stopped talking since then. She has not stopped talking. I kind of miss the pacifier days. I'm just throwing it out there.
Saw that once at a rave myself. She took it out. 20 minutes later, I just kind of...
Ring pop.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should have pointed
straight
out.
Straight up pacifiers are huge in the rave scene.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay, I
should have pointed out my daughter was tripping on Molly.
What is the reason for that?
Yeah.
Just I'm clueless. I need
some
to know.
Some people don't grind their teeth.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Get with the game, Miles.
I would just wear a big old like mouth guard, you know, like in the NFL.
Hi. My name's Miles.
How you doing?
Do you dance often? One of the other stories we had was about a kid who discovered he does, in fact, have a huge head. He's a teenager. He's in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
He plays lacrosse. But
no, he does not play lacrosse.
He cannot play lacrosse because his head is too big. And when we brought this up, everyone who has a child with a big head chimed in. A few comments. My daughter's head was so big, we still call our March Madness bracket Baby Big Heads after her. She's 8 now. My buddy's head was so big, we used to say it was an upside-down bell. That from Jim, and it says, my son is in the 98th percentile for head size. It took him forever to start crawling because he kept doing a half breakdancing headstand with his feet.
Because
his
head
was so big. I don't mean to laugh at your kids.
What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Molly. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Hola.
Hey there. So when I was a kid, my mom was really into the Jehovah's Witness religion, and she convinced me and my five brothers that if we had any horror movie, Freddy Krueger, Jason, even anything, like, especially anything from Stephen King, that if we had those movies in our house overnight, as soon as the dark hit, demons would come out of the movie and attack us. And even if we were under our safety blankets in our bed, they would still get us because demons can go through blankets. And so we were scared probably till we were like teenagers to not even watch horror movies.
And then she finally let you in on the secret, right?
Well, then she finally left. My dad got a girlfriend, and then she let us watch horror movies. And we're like, no, we can't watch these. Demons will get us. She's like, that's no. Reality, they're just actors.
And then your dad went, I told you. I told you.
What was
the church with us for sure. He was Catholic.
What was the first horror movie you watched?
Freddy Krueger was the first one. She was my dad's girlfriend was obsessed with Freddy Krueger, so that and Jason was the first one I ever saw.
And what'd you think? Did you like him?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, and it didn't give me nightmares like my mom said it was going to. And it didn't scare me at all. Like
all right. Do you still watch horror movies to this day?
I still watch horror movies, but I don't enjoy them as much as my friends seem to.
Okay, yeah, I'm right there with you. They're not my genre of movie. It's not that I don't get scared watching them or they don't scare me. That's just not my thing.
I mean, there's certain times you're in the mood for it, right? And I'm like, you know what, man? I'm going to check this out. I'm going to be creeped out. It's going to be weird. Doesn't matter, but I'm like, all right, I'm down with this. I just need different things, man.
Okay, all right.
You know. Yeah, I don't mind suspense stuff, but scary movies itself just doesn't do anything for me.
All right.
It scares me. I should say it doesn't do anything.
Ryan
Castle. It scares me.
Ryan Castle, terrified of horror movies.
Yeah.
Straight up, man. He doesn't make any bones. No, he will not watch them. He will make no bones about it. He's like, man, I don't do it. They get to me.
Yeah, I mean, the last three I've watched as an adult is because I was in a relationship. It's like, I wouldn't watch them on my own.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, the last one I watched was The Conjuring with that little doll.
Looks
like...
Yeah, yeah. Anime? Looks like a doll that would bring those kinds of problems, man.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was a bad movie. Was it a scary movie?
It was horribly
movie?
Frightening.
Okay, all right. Because my opinion of them is
just
horrible.
I think I slept with a light on that night.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And again, and I say this all the time, if someone brought that doll, a doll that looked like that, to my home, I'm like, well, I'm not keeping this. Mm-hmm. Look at this doll. One, why would you give a doll that looks like this to anybody? And then why would you let your kid keep a doll that looks like that?
Sure. And any scary movie that starts with, like, loosely based on a true story, like that, no, I'm out.
Is Stranger Things supposed to be somewhat scary?
I think it's more suspense.
I don't even...
I mean, there's nothing scary about it.
I'm just trying to...
Well, it's most scary because...
horror movies involve teenagers, you know what I mean? That kind of...
But that's different, right? So there's, like, slasher flicks, all right? So you got Jason, you got Mike Myers?
Yeah.
Also played a role in Shrek. You have Mike Myers.
I'm pretty sure he's
Freddy
a Michael
Krueger. Michael Myers, right? You have Freddy Krueger. All that kind of stuff. That's one kind of movie, right? But then there's stuff like The Exorcist or the Amityville Horror. That's a much different kind of trip. Like the Shining. Like, what was scary about it? Right?
The Shining?
Yeah.
The fact that they were trapped in a mountain. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, those little girls. Aren't they dead?
But people freak out with that. But there's no one really chasing you around until the end. There's nothing really going.
But my buddy has twins. When they were like five, they were scared.
What blew your mind when you were a child? 844-999-OLAM. Where your calls coming up here in seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.